what's really interesting about it is that the bees know what to do. They don't really need anyone to tell them what to do, but the process by which they do it and their success involves a lot of different steps. And when a hive is, you know, if you're a beekeeper, the whole point is to raise a huge colony of bees that are at their optimal numbers. So when you get what's called a nectar flow, which generally occurs, say, May through July, in other words, when the flowers are out and the bees can gather nectar, you want this army of bees to go out and get the nectar, because they've got that limited period of time to bring that back and build up a supply of honey. You want them to build a supply of honey large enough to get them through the winter, and then anything above that you can take, and that's where the beekeeper gets his honey. It's their stored food. Honey is actually a very ideal substance because it's basically the nectar from the flowers, and what the bees do is they fan their wings to dehydrate it. And once it gets down to 18% water or below, mm-hmm. it will not ferment. So that's why it can last for so long without refrigeration. So the bees put the honey away. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, the bees that put the honey away are all going to be dead by the time the bees are there to eat it. The bees that live through the winter are called welfare bees because somebody else has made the honey. Those bees have all died. The welfare bees hang around, live through the winter, and their job is to make more bees for the spring, because a worker bee only lives about 6 weeks, 6 or 8 weeks. It's kind of a good deed in a way. And so, what has to happen is that the queen has to lay eggs, and the workers have to help the eggs mature into larvae. The worker bees will cap it. They'll seal off the top of the cell. And after another, 10 or 14 days or so, the larval bee will eat its way out of the cell, and now you have a new worker bee. And the worker bees immediately start cleaning up the cells that they come out of so that the queen can lay more eggs in them. So for the colony to be healthy, the queen's got to lay a lot of eggs, and the workers have got to be raising the young and, generating these numbers.
So how are your colonies performing?
Well, one colony is doing great. It has, so the boxes are called brood boxes. So the big hive boxes, the first one on the bottom is full of bees, and the one on top is full of honey, and that's the way it's supposed to be. And during the first year, you often don't get any honey, so I'm going to get a little taste of it, but we won't actually harvest honey. So a simple way to think of it is the first level of the filing cabinet is full of bees, mm-hmm. and the second level of the filing cabinet is full of those frames that are full of honey. And then what the bees do, once they've dehydrated the honey to 18% water, they cap the honey with wax. So you have to leave that for them to live through the winter, because after the flowers stop blooming, there will be no food for them. Then on top of that, you put smaller boxes called supers because they're on top. And then those supers will likewise be filled up with honey, and that's the honey that you get to keep. So there was one guy in the society whose honey production was so high that he had to climb up on a ladder to remove all of the supers, those extra boxes of honey. What you hope for is maybe two or three. It just depends. I think the most interesting thing that I've learned is that creatures without all of the intelligence and sophistication we have can actually do a very good job thriving and surviving without messing up the way humans do. They're hardwired that way, but what I've learned is that there are commercial enterprises, and instead of having two hives in your backyard, somebody might have 50 hives.
Yeah.
And so they can either have their hives all in one place, or they may actually put their hives on a truck and take the hives to like an apple orchard where the farmer needs the bees to pollinate his orchard.
And
so then they will actually pay the beekeeper to deliver the bees and leave them there long enough to accomplish the pollination. Some beekeepers will say you don't treat or what are called mites unless you actually find them. And then other beekeepers will say, well, no, just go ahead and treat. But a lot of people, I think, have the idea that the main reason that the bees are dying is because of insecticides, and that might have something to do with it. Mm-hmm. But a very, very big problem is something called the Varroa mite, V-A-R-O-A. And what's happened is the Varroa mites have gotten established in the United States. Mm-hmm. And then once you have a colony of bees, the Varroa mites will invade and then they will kill the bees. And then you come back in the summer, and the bees are all gone. So everybody agrees that it's really important to do something about these mites. So that's just one example of how you might be told different things. When you are going to open up the hive, you really don't want to leave it open very long. Right. What you really need to do is you want to plan exactly what you're going to do and go out there and do it. So you don't just kind of open it up and say, well, gee whiz, what shall I do today? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're going out to open up the hive, often it is to feed the bees sugar water. So you dissolve, this is kind of hard to believe, but you dissolve 14 pounds of sugar into 1 gallon of water. That's the concentration you use, because when there's not nectar out there, you got to feed them sugar water. And that's the, you know, you don't just dump a cup of water and sugar, dump a little bit of sugar in the water. You put 14 pounds of sugar. So I actually have a mixing pail. My wife and I like to be in the garden, and it's, you know, it's nice to see the plants, but it's also kind of neat to see the bees doing things. I mean, they really are busy as bees. And it's just fascinating to see these creatures that innately go about their job working in concert. They all have their jobs. You know, the worker bees start out with one job, and as they get more and more senior, they advance. And then, you know, when they really get to the top of their game, they get to go fly out and bring back nectar. Right. And this is all, you know, in a lifespan of about 6 weeks.